USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The funeral for Queen Elizabeth II has been announced by the Royal Palace. It will take place on Monday, September 19th at Westminster Abbey. News of the state funeral comes on the same day that her eldest son, King Charles III, was officially proclaimed Britain's new sovereign. In his speech, the king said that he is aware of his inheritance and the duties and responsibilities that have been passed along to him.
In taking up these responsibilities, I shall strive to follow the inspiring example I have been set in upholding constitutional government and to seek the peace, harmony and prosperity of the peoples of these islands and of the Commonwealth realms and territories throughout the world.
The king's eldest son, Prince William, said while the world lost a leader, he lost a grandmother, adding to a short statement on Instagram that he would support his father in every way. It has been months since Ukrainian forces have been able to claim a victory on the battlefield. They're doing so now as the Kremlin says it's pulling back troops from two areas in Ukraine's Kharkiv region where a Ukrainian counteroffensive have made great strides in the past week. The news comes days after apparent advances by Ukraine. Health and safety concerns and the company's alleged refusal to fix the HVAC system has prompted UAW members at the Stellantis casting plant in Kokomo, Indiana to strike. The 35-acre facility makes parts used in the powertrains of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. The defense for fallen R&B superstar R. Kelly has rested in the singer's federal trial in Chicago. He's charged with fixing his 2008 child pornography trial, where he was acquitted of the charges. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A major airline is putting money into flying taxis. USA Radio's Ellie Andrews is in Los Angeles.
United Airlines announced that it is investing $15 million in Eve Air Mobility, which makes flying Eve taxis designed for short commutes in urban areas or to get to the airport. The investment comes after United last month put down a $10 million deposit on 100 similar aircrafts. The $15 million will cover 200 of Eve's four-seat flying taxis, with the first deliveries arriving in 2026. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Your household is poorer. USA Radio's Tim Burke has details.
Household wealth in the United States is down a record $6.1 trillion in the second quarter. That's the lowest in a year and the second consecutive quarterly decline. The Fed Reserve data points to a slumping stock market outweighing gains in real estate values that led to the fall. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A three-week losing streak for Wall Street was broken on Friday. Gains put a fine point on the holiday-shortened week, which saw the market regain some of the ground lost within the last month. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. Be sure to find us wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.